Make it to trouble to the Eider.
We're holding on Ches on the base, the bottom of on the base. Cholets v'cholzim. So we said that the Kohen Gadol is cholets v'cholzim l'ishtai u'miyamin as ishtai, but he cannot be miyamin. Why? Because he's also an aman, which means if his sister, if his brother died, and now he can't marry his wife, his brother's wife, because a Kohen Gadol cannot marry Alman. Talk to Gemara. Kapasik v'tani, we learned. Lo yishnam in ha'erisim, lo yishnam in ha'nesuin. Sai, he's not miyabin. Sai, if his brother was married to her, right, his brother died. So his brother had this wife. Sai, if he wasn't, if he was just erisin, which means kedushin, or nesuin, he was married to her through nesuin. He was married literally. He has asay that he has to take marry a besula, and a loisa say that he can't marry almana. Ve'ain asay, and the say of yibum doesn't come. Deicha loisa say v'asay, can't push off his loisa say and asay of a kohen gadol marrying almana. Ela
minayisin. What's the loisa
and
asay?
What? There's a loisa say of almana layikach and asay of besula yikach. So therefore, asay can't go ahead and be deicha loisa and asay. Ella Menaerisin, Amai Yove Asevi Yitches Loisa say, if his brother was only married to her. From Erisin, so why don't you say that the Asay of Yibum should push off the Loisa say? Okay. So why shouldn't it push it off the Loisa say? And for the Gemara, Gzeira Biri Shaina ought to be a Shnia. We're worried that once you Miyabim, the wife of your brother, so once you did one bia, then already you got the mitzvah of Yibum, you're going to do a second bia. Now, by the second bia, then it's also Tanya Nami Hachi, let's just Tanya Nami Hachi, Kidmu Baal Ubir Yishayna Kanu. If you Kaidim, if the Kayin Gadol first was Baal Ubir Yishayna, he's kind of Asa L'Kaimam Ubir Yishniya, Asa L'Kaimam Ubir Yishniya, but by the second bia, you're not a keeper anymore. So Ubir Yishayna, you had the mitzvah of Yibum. So then the essay comes in Daicha the Leisa say. But by Bia Shnia, what are you doing Bia again for? You don't have any more the mitzvah. You carry the mitzvah of Yibim right by the Bia Shaina. So Mela, 1 second. So Mela was saying, then you want to have essay Daicha Leisa say. And Mela, then that's what you're not allowed to keep her. So we're worried, Zaira Bia Shaina, Atu Bia Shnia, that he's going to stay with her for the Bia Shnia also. And then
the Pasuk says that all the kids they has is going to be attributed to his. To his dead brother, so Chayrus Mekayim would he part of the mitzvah
no.
Right also?
No, but the second you get some kiyum, but not well. You don't get some.
No, well, there's no issue there.
Once you got the hat, you got the blessed of Mary.
Why don't you get that over here also then?
Yeah. What?
Once the coin is mutter to Avivir Shaina.
Oh, because here's mitzad mitzvah Yibum. Over there we took off all.
Why is he not mutter to her entirely?
Because it's only as long as the essay is there, the mitzvah Yibum. There's no one mitzvah
Yibum. Yibum means
just to be married to her. So I was married to her with one beer. It's a yena marriage.
Right, I'm saying
I understand, but the ma'aseh, that's all the essay tells you to.
Mrs.
You have a good kasha. It's a big kasha in Yavamas. You have a lint in Yavamas?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is the kasha.
Mitzvah's
Mitzvah's. No, that's. If you have the chiv.
So I'm saying,
what's his
better than he has the
chiv? No, because he has the
essence. That's
also an essence. So, kasha, kapasik v'tani, who ain't a miyabin? He's not miyabin. Loisha, lafalo, yavimtoi. When you're married, there's a say, and there's a loisa say, what's that? Besula yikach, v'loi beula, dahainu asay. So he has an issa of marrying her through this asay, and a manal yikach are ilak. Ve'ain asay, yavama yavay aleh, asay doesn't go ahead and push off asay, loisa say. Be yishayna di yibum, mekaima mitzis asay, be yashniya, La mitzvah yibum, the second B is not anymore mitzvah yibum. Now she's your wife. Now you have an issa of almana. Zok tima vayte. Meis le meis. The Mishnah said if someone died to him, turn up on a migdash le yetze iman, he does not go out with the meis. Ava yetzu acharei, and he goes out after them. Ketzad. Has to do it. Hein nechassin. We saw in the Mishnah yesterday, Vahu Nigla, they cover themselves, which means they leave the room, so he can now reveal himself in this room. Hey Nigla, Vahu Nichsa, then they go to the second room, and they leave the second room, he could then go to the second room. He follows them a room behind. Right. You're asking that now I don't look at her as Amana, now she's my wife. But that means, but every moment she's Amana. She's married. Right. He's
no,
saying.
The status Amana never goes away.
Amana, if she's never, married?
She wasn't Amana one day. It's not Ois Amana anymore.
Why not? Amana means that she's
husband.
Not married.
She still lost her husband.
She lost her husband.
Amana, but she's married. She's not Amana. He's asking much Shvah. He's asking, she's not our mother, married. Someone who's married. So you say, oh, because he was once married and lost his wife, he's called out, or she, whatever. He's called Alman, she's called Almana.
What takes it off?
That's like saying you're calling somebody divorced after they're remarried.
Right. You divorced
the
person, is that called?
No, we call them.
How long could you need attention? I mean, how long do you get private that you were once Almana?
Because the Easter's not Chal. And the Easter doesn't go off.
Oh, yeah, you're not asking? This person's Alman.
Saying whatever the pagam is, that it's a pagam for a Kohen Gadol, doesn't go away. That pagam, whatever it was,
the Easter doesn't go off.
That's what it has to be. Huh? Oh, but if she's Almana, so that's Issa. Right, it's not like that. He's just asking what? Right.
There's a bigger concept. If the Kohen Gadol takes Almana, he loses his Kohen Gadol until he gets rid of her. So he's not a Kohen Gadol anymore. So I can't do it again.
Okay, no, there's some Kedusha there. It's not. You're asking a very good question. You have to learn your vomits for that. And when we get to Yavamis, you forget about the question, so we won't have to deal with it. You know that answer. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. Zaktimah Vaita. V'yotze Ada Pesach. Zaktimah Shapikam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that we had Machlekes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said.
Didn't the Mishnah say that?
Yeah, well, what was the Mishnah? I was waiting for something to ask that. Yeah. The Mishnah just said, Hu Nigla Ve'en Nigla. That was all the Mishnah. What were we Machadish from this Braisa? That was Mamash the Mishnah. Hu Yotze Achrein, Hey Nigla Ve'en Nixon, all that. I looked around, I didn't see anyone ask the Shaila. I don't know. It could be sometimes the Gemara just brings a Braisa, or maybe this wasn't, they didn't have the gifts in the Mishnah. I don't know. It's very interesting. I know, but it's like so interesting. Like, Mamash, repeat. No one should ask the Shaila. Talk to my Vaitavi. Yitzhak Pesach. The Mishnah said that he goes to Pesach, that was a mayor. Abuda says, no, he can't leave the Migdash because it says I'm in the Migdash. You can't leave the Migdash. Talk to Gemara. Shapikam Abuda. Abuda said, very good. It's a Mefurish Apostle. You're not allowed to leave the Migdash. Amalach Hameya. No, Hameya said, how can you say you can leave the Migdash? He can't go to his house. Also, he can tell me he's not allowed to leave. Migdash layetze means he's not allowed to leave. Halachi kama. So, what does the pasuk mean? Migdash layetze, migdushas layetze from his kedusha. He shouldn't leave. But about he's allowed to leave the migdash. The kivan this layakeira, and since he's making a hacker, he's never going. Right, there are times he's allowed to leave. Exactly. So, the kivan this layakeira over here is making a hacker. He's going from one room to the next, he's not going with them into the room. He's not going to come and touch the mace.
So this
Migdash
is only Asmachta? It can't be the
No, it's not, that's the Taitch, the Pasuk. Migdash Yetzer, Migdash Yetzer, Migdash Yetzer. Rabbi Yehuda, Agav Mirirei, maybe because of his sadness, his bitterness, Dilma Mikri V'Asi V'Naga, Rabbi Yehuda's Chayshah, that he might go ahead and touch it, because he's very sad about it.
On Rabbi Shimon Dash's time of the Krah.
Zuck Rash. Doesn't mean that it doesn't shouldn't go out. He shouldn't be going to go out. Says when he's Menachem when he goes to be Menachem others. Other Abelim scan and Meshuach the scan and the Meshuach that was once a Kohen Gadol. He goes on his right side. And everyone else is on his left side. That's when he goes to be menachem others. When he's going to go ahead and other people are going to be menachem him, he lost the loved one. Then skami minay, the scan is on his right side. The Kohen Gadol that was, that took him over once, loy asigabe, does not come to him. Why not? My time. Chol shadayte, the Kohen Gadol is going to have chalisha sadas. He's happy for me. Because he's worried, the Mashiach Sha'avah doesn't like him. Because since the Kohen Gadol got, what's the Mashiach Sha'avah? The Kohen Gadol, let's say, became Tameh. So this person takes him over. Then when the Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh, that guy goes out and he loses his job. So now he's always worried that he's happy for him because of the Kohen Gadol, the Mashiach Sha'avah is jobless. He can't even become a regular Kohen because Ma'adam HaKadosh Rei Meridin. So he's jobless. So he feels that, you know what, he doesn't really feel for his pain. So that's why he doesn't come to be Menachem. You know what's going on here? He's not a real...
It's a Amar Papa. That he'll be appointed while Kohen Gadol is a nine, that he'll be appointed.
Oh.
But he's
not going to be appointed.
Why is he going with him when he goes to Menachem?
What?
Why is he going
to Menachem? To Menachem others, who cares? But over here, when I'm sitting B'tzah and you're coming, you're probably smiling inside. You should suffer. You made me suffer, you suffer. Amar Papa. We learn from this thing three things. We call the skan a mamuna because we said a mamuna and here we're calling it skan. The avelim are standing in one place and everyone else is going walking through them. The avelim stand from the left of the menachem. Zakrashi. Mashuach sha'ava kan she'ir by psul b'kayin gadol. If the Kohen Gadol became pasul, mina acha tachta, when they appointed someone else underneath him, she'ava psula shal rishon, and once the Kohen Gadol became ois pasul, chayz labadatsu v'sheni, kaya olay mashuach sha'ava. The second one's called mashuach sha'ava. Chol shadayte, the Kohen Gadol's chalisha das, chadi be samach be'evli, he's really happy, v'amei be'el. Shema minob niktani skan mikan v'am mikan, v'kayim v'am tzahan niskan, hain amunah, the masis niktani, I'm going to matzah the Kohen Gadol. The munah is matzah, and over there doesn't say skan. Over here we're saying it's a skan, so obviously it's the same person, but I say, but never they know. Avelim Ismaila, Menachem Tani, v'avu v'chala am Ismaila, v'ayei hu hoye min Menachem Tani, Avelim Ismaila, so we see the Avelim Ismaila, v'shma mina, kein minik tamchum en shuri shi Avelim, oinu m'kayim v'chala am, oivim ish ish, kshim gei etz l'avu, they go by, the avu stands in one place, v'ayim minik tani, kshu oivu l'nachem, v'kayim Ismaila, tani, kshu oivu b'shu l'snachem, so you see that he stands in one place. Tani abanim b'shayna hay Avelim, oivim zaklima, b'shayna hay Avelim, oivim din, no, the Avelim would stand in one place and all the people would go by. Two mishpachas were fighting. Who should go first? I want to go first. That's what we do today. The stands down, stands in one place and the Avelim walk by and you say, I'm Akim Nachim Avelim to the Avelim. Why? Because people are fighting who got in line first. Babies like today. No, you're not fighting. Who cares? It's not that you don't feel special that you came first. Zok Rashi. Oh, there's no Rashi. Chaza v'holach v'sipe simen. Amir Ami ba'abe. Hichse Rabbi Yosi esadava liyoshna. V'tzipuri. Rabbi Yosi went back to its original state. Yavelim oimdim chalaam oivim. The Avelim should stand in one place and all the people should walk. It means really we want to do that because the Avelim shouldn't have to walk. Let the Avelim walk. But then we saw that the people were fighting. A woman should not go in a shuk of b'na achrei and her children should go behind her. What was the story? The story was that they grabbed her child. And the mother was looking for the child, and they kidnapped the child, and the mother was looking for the child, and the mother found, they said, oh, the child's here. They brought the mother into the house, and they did yichud, and they forced to them, and the mother. So therefore, we always have the child go in front, that they shouldn't kidnap the child. Does it make any sense? You want to kidnap the mother, again, the child was behind. So they kidnapped the child. Once they kidnapped the child, the mother started looking for the child. So they told the mother, oh, it's in this house. And then they ma'anas the mother. They forced the mother. They were mazana. So, like this, the child should walk in front. Now that the child walks in front, they're not going to kidnap. They're not going to kidnap. Huh?
No, they was a ploy. They got into the house with them. Over here, how they get, you can make a scene. The second somebody touches a child,
whoa, well, yeah, if they do that, then they're okay. Yeah. Right, so that's what they're masakin, that the children should always walk in front. They put him into the house. She started screaming and crying. One of them told her, oh, don't worry, he's right here. Let me show you where he is. And they forced her to be mezan.
How does Rashi know the story?
In front of the child.
Is there any other makar to this?
Yeah, he has a good question. How did Rashi know the story? Where does it say anything about this? Nevuah?
No, it's Kabbalah. Gemara.
No, I'm saying it's an unbelievable thing. I mean, it's, Rashi pictured what's going to happen.
Now, how come they lived among them? They didn't have this takara before.
I'm saying
the Gemara is saying Ma'is Shehoi, like it happened, right?
Yeah. You know you're not allowed to talk in a bathroom? People forgot about this halacha in Ganson. You are not allowed to talk in a bathroom. Huh? 100% mutter. No, really. The shayla is talking I spoke about this once. Yes, it's a big shayla exactly when. I didn't speak about it. Then you're allowed to. Then you're allowed to. If your matara was to go into the bathroom to wash your hands, it's mutter. But if your matara was to go to use the facilities, it is awful. Sometimes you go into public bathrooms, it's busy business what goes on there. People are having regular conversations all the time.
It's worse than that. By the truck stops, the truck drivers are eating.
They're eating, I know, yeah.
While
they're defecating. Okay, this is not what you're saying, but I hear. Yeah. So, in yeshiva, you come into the public, sometimes you have people talking in the bathroom. No problem. So anyway, so now they're talking in the bathroom, but the shas you're actually using, there's no hefty b'chol. No. When you're by the sinks, then you're not using your facilities, then it's mutter, pashtus. Some hold it's asa, but then we hold it's mutter. But when you're in the bathroom itself, when you're in the stall, it's asa. Now texting is also mutter. No problem. The only thing is talking. But over here, we gave the Nasha Mehetah. Because Yichud, what does that mean? Zakrashi. Mesapa Zum Zu, they would talk to each other. So, here some people make a deal that talking on the phone could be mutter. It was only Mesapa Zum Zu. But you're talking on the phone, the other guy doesn't know where you are. FaceTime, maybe he knows, but. Mal, he doesn't know.
What is the reasoning?
Oh, so we're going to just say back upon him, so therefore, you're not allowed to go ahead and do this. Why is it besides for
Bizyainis?
People talk on the phone a lot. It's not Pasha Bacha. No, not at all. Not at all. The thing is, let's say they're looking for you in your house and then you want to say,
I'm here.
So the Mishabru says, go That's what Mishabru says. Nechir is mutter. But if they're stuck and the kid's screaming, you don't always get it. Then Avadi, you say, I'm here. And Avadi, you do that. But anyway, so Zakri Ash, Mishamicha, what's Yichud? Shem Yelech Adam Sham, a man's going to go to him, Layishma Kal Adam, Yikonis. He's going to go and Visyachid Sham. It wasn't such good luck. He's going to open up. Vitnan Layisachid Adam Bez Nashim. Who Bez Akisha Shem Besadis, Kamai Vitum et Shahayu Bez Akisha Shem Besadis, Chutzeir, Akan Lefanam Sham.
Why in Bez
Nashim?
One also. I mean, even two,
yeah.
Not because they didn't, it was dangerous to go
right,
out.
So
by
they went together. Amen Amenashe Ba'ivis. Rabbi even said Sheila says Rabbi Yoshi Rabba. The base almond the Hutzel. How was it in the base almond of Hutzel? How would of a menachah amalei? He told me ain't sure pchusim asab ne adam. There wasn't a sure less than 10 people. Vein avelim and aminyan. Avelim weren't included in that bench. Avelim aimden chalam aivim bench avelim aivim chalam aimden. They did it. Sometimes did it like this. Sometimes did it like that. They weren't makbid on the way to do it. Zakrashi, Ben Shabbat, Ain't Shinu Minik Bedava, Lonaf Kamina, Ben Shabbat, Ain't Kan Kilkal, Lonaf Kamina. Dr. Gemara writes, Kshumas Nachin. when he's menachem them, bayalu. So what the mission says over there? He says they say anu kapiras kavoyim elantis bachem nashemayim. Zok kamay bayalu ki menachem hu achrini heicha amalu. When he's menachem others, what does he tell them? Tashma vuoyim tenachmeni. He tells them to tenachmu heicha dam ilam kine menachem yachayim. When he's achrini is menachem others, the day when others are menachem him amalu iu tenachmenu. He tells them, you should be having Nechama if other people are giving Nachamim. So he says, Tzinachmeini, Nachshach Kagamila, he's coming to give them some simen. Okay, you're also going to sit Shiva? And then you should be Nechama? No, Elkim Nachem Lachini, Amalut Tzinachum in Shema Minot. When he goes to be Nachem other people, then he says, Tzinachum. So Kashi, Uem Tzinachmini Biasi, Tzinachmini, Nachshach Kagami, Simenu Matalahem Lahara, he's giving them a simen. Okay, it's going to be bad to you, Shetach Nechum. That you're going to need tachumim, bit me up. Zak to my vayte. Yeah. Makum. Tis nachum. Zak to my vayte. Melech loy don. The Mishnah said a melech doesn't go. Is not a dayan, and he doesn't go to. He doesn't, you can't dan him. Amar beisiv loy shanu al amalchi Yisrael. Avam alchav is David don v'don noisai. He could be a dayan, and we are dan him. Bechsiv beis David kaim Hashem dino levakem mishpat. The Beis David, the Malchi Hashem, could be Dan people.
What's the difference between Beis David and Malchi Israel?
Oh, the Gemara doesn't have explanation. The Gemara is just saying it's a pasuk. Let's see.
No, what's
so,
the Nefkamim? Who is Malchi Israel and who is Malchi
Israel? Oh, the Shvatim, not Yehuda.
It's everybody but
Yehuda. Says Shvatim. Says Eli Daniel, if he can't be Dan, if he can't sit in Bezin and be judged, Inu Echi Daini, how could he be Dan others? V'aksiv is Kaisheshu. We learned that 2 days ago. It says, first fix yourself and then fix others. So you can't judge other people and you yourself not be judged. So tomorrow, Ella Malchi Yisrael, my time, Allah. So what's the reason not? Shemaisa Shahaya. It was a story. The Avde de Yane Malka, a servant of Yane HaMelech, Katal Navsha. He killed someone. Amalu Shimon Shadal Chamim. Shimon Shadal Chamim. Tnu Enechem Bay Venedainu. Go be danim. Go be dan this evet. Sholchu leis, they sent to Yanai HaMelech Avdecha Katol Navsha. Shadru lehu, your evet killed someone, send him to us. Sholchu lei, Tohan, Nami lehacham. You should come also. They told Yanai Malka, you should come also. Why? Because it says, V'huat b'v'al of Amatay, Yavei b'al ha-shoye v'yamid al-shoye. Not to be made. You just come and be part of this dintay. Your evet killed. And come and be part of it. Oh, and it says, this is the story. Asa v'yasav, he came and sat. Amal Hashem and Shatach. Yane HaMelech, Amal Yerag Lecha. Stand on your feet, v'yidu b'cha. And be made. V'loy l'faneinu ha'ta'im. You're not standing in front of us. Not like we're asking for covered. El l'fnei mishama v'ayayilam. Ha'ta'im. You're standing in front of the Baruch Shem. Shnem v'am l'shnei anashem shalem v'am l'hiv. Amaloy. Okay. Amaloy. So he said, like Shtei Ma'ata, like your friend said, what does that mean? The family, they said, okay, now what do your friends say? What does the rest of Bezin saying? You passing them, they stole. The family, they turned, Shimon ben Shetach turned to the right side of him, Kafshu b'nei b'kaka. The Dayanim stuck their face in the ground. They were scared to be made against Shimon, against the Eved of Yanei HaMelech. The final smiley, Shimon Shetach turned to his left side. The kafshu pnei and bekaka. They stuck the face in the ground. Amalan Shimon Shetach. Bala machshavas at them? What are you afraid of? Yavei bal machshavas v'yifim ikan. Hashem should pay you back. Miyad bo gavriel v'chavtam bekaka u'meisu. Shimon Shetach gave them a klala. And they died on the spot. Ba'isha sha'amu. Melech leidon v'leidonim. I said, look. They said right then, the Melech's not done.
They were scared to go
just
against
go
him.
Against. He was standing
and he
there.
He went against them.
And Shimon ben Shetach himself said, what are you scared of? So since we saw this Meisel, by now by Melech David, that's all we said. So Meisel by Shavu, Melech David, I say, this happened by, who is Yane Amalcha?
He wasn't from my best.
He was a grandson of Chashmonaim. It's a pachad what happened over here. Okay, Zok Rashi. Tunu enechem adonai b'dimu le'sachnifu le'tisa panav. Yidu b'chal she'avdecha harag as nefesh. Come, The rest of the best, let's go. Be mayor. The Avdiki Chamaya, we have some Mamanullah, the Fikh Tzach, done in front of you. Nefana, Shimon Liamino, Shimon Shalach turned to his right side, lay them, Yami Kamaisa. Kavshab name, Shem Yami Man, they were scared of him, Babach Shavuza Kadish Baruch. Okay, that's why we came to this. Let's give Melo.